That's the biggest hurdle to leveling up and scaling and growing is like the people piece, you know, because people, a lot of times owners think, dude, I can do everything better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. That is not going to last long and it's not going to get you very far. And so the more we can find people that are better at us at certain things and figuring out what we're good at, like you understand Medicare, you understand the sales process, you understand the marketing, and then you're going to go implement that in a bunch of other people. Right? Through leadership. And then the company's going to grow. What is up? Welcome back to the CA Power Player Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. And today we have a special guest in office. Dylan, I may get to where we literally only do these in person forever because you guys, I'm telling you, and we have conversations across the table, right? We have some powerful, freaking amazing guests and a super powerful one today that's been a part of Power Players for years. We've been hanging out in my office for a power day for like 3-4 hours talking about their business and scaling. They're doing multiple six figures, doing really well right now. And they're like, dude, how do we take this to 7? And so we've been walking through the steps to do that. So please welcome, for the first time on the channel and the podcast, even though we've been hanging out for years, he's been literally in a bus in wherever, Dominican, yelling 8% forever.
8% forever.
Let's go. Welcome to the podcast. Lashana Smith, who's in office right now, hubby and business partner, Karan Smith from Insurance Corner.
Insurance Corner.
What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Not much.
Appreciate you being here, man. It's cool to... You had been to the previous office.
Yes.
I think this is the first time coming to this one. Last week, and you stayed over the weekend to spend a day here, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. I appreciate y'all, by the way. Like, dude, there's so many people that like are like their ego's in the way and they're stubborn and they don't seek help to learn and grow to the next level. Mm-hmm. You guys do. And I'm impressed by that. Have y'all always been like that? Or was there a point where you're like, nah, dude, we're going to figure this out all on our own? Like, you guys are just really good people, first of all.
Yeah. I would say initially, you know, you want to try to do it all on your own, you know.
Yeah.
But as you grow, you're going to need, you know, more support at every
Totally.
Day. So I've probably seen you on YouTube probably about 7 years ago.
Wow.
So this guy keep on popping up.
Yeah.
So probably like a couple years ago, you know, seen the 8%, and you know, I said I have to go. So, the crazy thing about it, when I first went to 8%, seen you on stage, I didn't know what a power player was. I just know I need to be in it.
Yeah.
You know. So the thing is, I learned a lot from you. I learned a lot from other power players. So it's just a great group to be. Just to be honest with you.
Thanks.
You know, so you learn a lot, you learn from others, and then, you know, you can grow your business.
I love it, man. Yeah. We've had some amazing, fun trips together over the years.
Oh, yeah.
With Power Players. And for those who are like, what is Power Players? Like, I know they have podcasts, but like Power Players is an agency owner mastermind where agencies can network and learn and think bigger together so they can go back and impact their communities and their businesses and their lives, really. And so we do that together. And those are trips we do. We meet once a month virtually. They come to a couple events and we do a couple travel, like international trips every year. And we keep adding and stacking to the Power Player offering too, which has been cool. Mm-hmm. Why did you, and like, let's wind back a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you originally get involved? Like, what were you thinking when you were sitting in the chair at 8% for the first time, and you got this crazy dude on stage talking about this power player mastermind that you got to be a part of? Because a lot of people do, they hear that message and like they let money
mm-hmm.
stand in the way. They let small think stand in the way. And that's why their business just grows slower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you were sharing some stuff in my office a few minutes ago. Take us back to that moment. What were you thinking? Why'd you do what you did? And how's it been ever since?
My thing is, I'm always trying to get to the next level. So anytime I see an opportunity to get to the next level, to be in a room with, you know, people who making millions of dollars a year.
Yeah.
You know, just to have that contact, you know, it's worth millions, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I see the opportunity, I jumped on it. I didn't think twice about it. I told my wife about it. And I said, hey, man, I'm going up there. I said, I see all these people up here on the stage. You know, I seen a few people in Power Player who did presentation that day. And mm-hmm. I said, hey, man, I need to be in this group. I need to be in this group. So anytime I see an opportunity to basically be, you know, in a better place, you know, in my career, you know, I'm always going to try to, you know, create some type of opportunity. So that's what I've done for me and my wife.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, I respect the heck out of that, that you are those type of people that want to continue to grow. Where's Coran come from, man? Like, where you been? You know, how were you growing up? Where, you know, where did you live? What was your first career? Like who are you, man?
Oh, man. Where I start? I'm from Greenwood, South Carolina, a small area.
I didn't realize you were born there.
Yeah.
Because y'all have an office there about 45 minutes outside of Greenville.
Yep.
It's called Greenwood. All the greens. Anything with a green in front, they're going
to
put an office
there.
Oh,
yeah. We got
on that corner.
We got to. It's all the way. It's all the way. So, yeah. So, born in Greenwood, South Carolina. I wasn't looking to get into insurance. Insurance found me in a sense. You know, so initially I have a degree in computer programming, you know, build websites.
What? I didn't know that. Are you kidding me? No wonder he likes to nerd out every now and then. Whoa.
I was looking for it, you know. So the only thing I remember, you know, when I was younger, you know, insurance man coming to the house. So I never want to be an insurance guy, you know. But one of the recruiters from, I think it was Liberty National, called mm-hmm. me. Had a resume in on, I think it was Monster.com at the time, saying that I was, you know, I was a great candidate for their position. I said, I think I'm in the right place. So the guy said, just come and just listen to me. So, and I listened to the guy, said, hey, you can write your own check. You know, write your own check. You can be whatever you want to be. You can go where you want to go, you know, anywhere you want to go in life, you know. And me and my friend, we end up going to the meeting and I end up getting my license. It was a struggle initially, you know, mm-hmm. with anything in life, anything you're trying to do, it's a struggle.
So true.
You know, so it took time. It took days. It took months. It took years for me to get to where I'm at right now. But at the end of the day, I stuck through it. You know,
what'd you start out doing?
Life insurance?
Yeah.
Life insurance.
Final expense.
Yeah, final expense, life insurance. Okay. A lot of door to door.
I got a ton of respect for anybody that does door to door. Like, I started that way.
Yeah.
You know? And like literally cold calling and cold door knocking.
I'm telling you, man. I used to, at one point in time when I done door to door, I would start at 8 o'clock and probably end at 6 o'clock. Sometimes I wouldn't even take a lunch.
If 10 hours of door knocking, man.
If I didn't make a sale, I wouldn't treat myself in a sense.
I used to do that actually, as weird as that is. I would literally, people would be like, what are you doing today? I'll be leaving the office at like 8. I'm like, I'm gonna go and I'm not gonna come back till I write an app. They're like, well, how you write an app? I'm like, I'm gonna just go cold door knock. I'm like, I may skip lunch. They're like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But now they're like, he's got a few screws loose too.
I know, just something that motivated me to, you know, trying to make a sale and so forth, but it was hard. It was hard, you know. Didn't work off a list of leads, pick a neighborhood, and just go at it, you know, until I got something, you know. So the thing is, I end up, you know, getting mentored by a few guys in the last 10 years that always told me, said, hey, Coran, you don't have to drive 200 miles just to make a sale.
Yeah.
25, 30 mile radius, you know, you can basically do the same with that thing. So, you know, I took that and ran with it, and, you know, and that's how I started growing my business to what it is now.
I love it.
Yeah.
So started out file expense, door to door. When did you find Medicare?
Medicare, I would say probably around about 2012.
Okay.
2013, something like that.
Wow. You've been doing that for a while then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, initially, when I got into doing Medicare, I didn't know the ins and out of it. But the thing is, the guy who was, you know, who was training me at the time, like, I just got my AHIP and, you know, and tried to sell. Like I told my wife, like my first year doing Medicare, no lie, I only sold one Medicare policy because I didn't understand it.
Wow.
But now it's a whole nother level. But
yeah,
it's just
how many did y'all sell this past year?
Past year, total probably about 500.
So from 1 to 500. Yeah. I love that, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And well,
it's just AEP.
Oh, just AEP.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah,
and it's like a 7-week period, you know?
Yeah.
And you guys are going to get to where I see it. Like we were talking this morning about like, you know, how do we get to 5,000
yeah.
a year? And it's like, you are well on your way for that. You know, mm-hmm. you really are, especially with you, if like literally you guys are implementers and executors, you know, especially with LaShawna's help.
Oh yeah.
Like the stuff we talked about this morning and the detail and the processes and the pay structure and the recruiting and the all the stuff, you know, mm-hmm. and the leads and everything else. Like, dude, you guys literally have a playbook now to really scale and have, even if it's just five people, like here's what's cool. Even if it's just five people doing two a day, that's 10 apps a day, 50 apps a week, 200 apps a month, 2,400, 2,500 apps a year.
Mm-hmm.
From literally just adding five, plus you do 500 again, dude, you guys are at 3,000 like that. And you literally just put a system in place to add five people. Mm-hmm. That's what's crazy about the scale and opportunity of what we do and what y'all do. Most people don't think about is you don't need, it's not that complicated. You don't need all the freaking carriers. You don't need all the freaking products. You don't need to, you know, do it all yourself, even though that's why most agencies make a quarter mil to 500 grand a year, right? Y'all right in that sweet house.
Yeah.
Where most, but they're control freaks. They don't delegate. They won't think outside of just them doing the day-to-day stuff. You've been thinking about it for a minute, for a mm-hmm. while, about, okay, we need to be adding people. Now I think y'all finally hit the moment where you're actually going to, like, do it now.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it just by being, you know, like within Power Player, you know, and just coming up with the idea, just, you know, with the guy who we've seen, the guy who spoke at the meeting at the conference,
mm-hmm.
You know, just get ideas from him. So it's a great, when I tell you, it's a great organization, just by meeting you, you know, it's been a blessing to us.
Thanks, dude.
You know, so just having people around you that want to support you, want to get to the next level. You know, I never really had that. You know, you got IMOs and other people who probably mentored you. They just want to see numbers, but they're not showing you what you need to do to get to those numbers.
Mm.
So that's the thing I like about you, your father. Y'all always, you know, got your hand out saying, hey, we can help you. You know, we can help you if you need us. You know, so great organization.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that so much. And it's cool to like be able to, like, I think you're onto something there. Like, there's a lot of people that they don't want to share stuff. You know, yeah. Like they think it's for them to hoard and keep. You know, but it's like, dude, I've been given so much. I've learned so much. Like, dude, and I want to share it. Like, I don't want to keep it in. You know. I mean, heck, I probably share to a fault some points, you know, with some of the stuff I share about the behind the scenes, like the stuff I was sharing this morning, you know,
yeah.
about the company and the people and the staffing and yeah. hiring and people quitting and leaving and firing and all yeah. this stuff, man. You know, it's like, it ain't as always as, that's what's crazy about business is like, we can act like everybody that sits in this chair just, you know, has it easy or this chair or whatever. It's like, nah, it ain't true. Like it's hard. There's problems, there's struggles. There's times where it's like people are in your life for a few years and they just do you wrong or leave you. And then you're like, dang, dude. You know what I mean? Like there's so much of that in our business and in business in general that most people see, like they think the $50,000 earner has problems. Dude, wait till they get to 250 and 500 and a million. The problems escalate, by the way. You end up with more problems. That's what you're like, dude, I don't want more problems. You may not want to be a big entrepreneur like these cats.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that to be true?
Oh, yeah. You're going to have issues. You're going to have issues on a day-to-day basis. You know, you just got to learn how to keep it pushing, keep it moving, you know? Because the thing is, you know, you're going to have people that grow with you. You're going to have people that are going to fall off,
mm-hmm.
you know? So the people that you have in your organization, like Cassidy and, you know, those key players,
amen.
You know? So my main thing is to be like you in a sense, you know, try to have support around me, you totally. Know? So the thing is, you know, if you try and get to the next level, you try and get to the place that you want to be financially free, mm-hmm. you know, you got to support yourself with great people.
No doubt about it.
You know?
No doubt about it. You can go farther. You can go faster.
Yeah.
Like, and you know what's crazy is most people, the reason they don't delegate is they don't trust the people they're mm-hmm. delegating to, which means they're the wrong people.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I know someone is the right fit, I will delegate literally everything. Like, there is nothing I can't delegate to, like, Cassidy or Dylan or, mm-hmm. you know, Lindsay or Rodney or anybody else. That, like, they can figure it out. You know, that's what's cool about it. Like, they're that impressive. They are that good of an extension of me mm-hmm. that, like, I don't question when I give something to Dylan. Dude, I never question that it's going to get done at an amazing level. You know what's cool about it is the stuff that I would delegate to him, he will do far better than I would do. You know what I mean? Like, he just showed me a cool graphic of me speaking at 8%. He put a couple graphics together and, like, and he showed him my phone or his phone. And I'm like, dude, I could never freaking make that. You know what I mean? Not like that, you know? And so that's what's cool. But that's the biggest hurdle to leveling up and scaling and growing is, like, the people piece, you know? Because people, a lot of times owners think, dude, I can do everything better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. That is not going to last long and it's not going to get you very far, you know? And so the more we can find people that are better at us at certain things mm-hmm. And figuring out what we're good at, you know? Like, you understand Medicare. Mm-hmm. You understand the sales process. Mm-hmm. You understand the marketing. And then you're going to go implement that in a bunch of other people, right? Mm-hmm. Through leadership. And then the company's going to grow, right?
Yes.
LaShawn, I can already tell, is like more organized,
yeah.
more detail-oriented. It's going to be better at managing an office and mm-hmm. overseeing people and making sure stuff gets done, mm-hmm. making sure the building doesn't burn down, you know, after you leave it on fire, right? Whatever. Like, I see Lauren and I in y'all a lot. Like, I really do, you know? Yeah. And so that's what's cool about it is having that. Also, people undervalue how much having a support system in their corner. Whether they're the face or on the mic or not, mm-hmm. you know, dude, there's so much value to like finding those people and then having someone in your corner that just will go to war with you. Like, it gives you a lot of confidence.
Yeah. I can't thank my wife, you know, as much as when it comes down to, you know, the organization and operation, you know, I'm very thankful for my wife. Amen. Very thankful, you know, to have someone to have your back, you know, good or bad, you mm-hmm. know, it's a blessing,
yeah.
you know, so when it comes down to, I guess, the organization, you know, she going to be on top of it. When I'm like running leads or talk to a customer, she on the phone with them. She trying to, you know, put out fires or try to make sure that, like you said, the office don't burn down.
Yeah.
You know, but she a blessing. Yeah, I love her. You know, I wouldn't trade her for anything.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's cool. Look at y'all. Look at that. She's like, you know what?
She bless you.
I'm going to stick with that catalog yeah. owner, you know?
Yeah, I think that's what she got with me.
That's right. That's right. Man, that's awesome. What advice, like if there's an agency out there mm-hmm. or an agent that's making six figures, mm-hmm. you know, close to six figures, low six figures, whatever, and they're looking to do a couple of things to go to a quarter mil or $500,000, what advice would you give or steps or what would you share to help them go achieve that?
I would say, if you try to get to the next level, I say get with you.
Thanks,
that'd be one thing. You know, when it comes down to structure, you know, you can help out with that. Like you said, delegate. Mm. Delegate some of the things that, you know, that you're trying to do. If you're trying to do social media, you know, have someone do that for you. If you're trying to do your website, have someone do that for you.
True.
You know, take yourself out the equation and try to build. You know, because if you don't do that,
yes,
you're still gonna be making $100,000.
100%.
So you got to delegate. You know, you got to have you have to have someone, you know, in your office, someone in your life to tell you that. If you don't have no one to tell you these things, you know, when you get to the point that you're only making $100,000 each and every year, you're going to have to hire someone. You know, you're going to have to hire someone. Eventually. You're going to have to get a lead vendor. Cody Askin, you know, you're going to have these people in place to get you to the next level. Mm. Because if you don't, you're going to be at that same $100,000 each and every year.
Amen.
You know, so I don't care how much you push, you know, you're still going to be in that same level because you're going to have to delegate. You're going to have to get other people to do things that you're not good at.
No doubt. Yeah. You know? I love that. That is so good.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate all you do. Appreciate you jumping on the podcast. Appreciate you sharing all the stuff that y'all go through and where you're headed. Like here, one last question. The insurance corner. Mm-hmm. Where do you see this thing in 10 years?
10 years. Oh, man. We probably in, I say, like 20 states. You know, initially, you know, when we talked about it earlier, you know, we talked about two or three locations. But just having everything mapped out, plans and so forth, structure, processes, systems. Mm. If you have those things right there in place, you can grow this nationwide. So that's what I see myself in the next 10 years nationwide, not just in one place or two places or three. So my main goal is nationwide, you know, in the next 10 years.
That's awesome.
So
I love that, man. That is good, dude. And you guys need to follow along on their journey as they go do that. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah,
appreciate you being here. Appreciate you spending some time with. Appreciate you being a part of Power Players, the mastermind. Yeah. And thanks for being on your first appearance of the channel and our Power Player podcast. Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you.
Okay. Check out what they're doing, man. Karan and Lashana Smith with Insurance Corner. These are two incredible human beings that are building something special.
Yep.
Hopefully you got a lot out of the podcast. And if you're ever like, dude, like Karan said, I want to get to another level and be a part of Power Players and actually go on trips with us.
Trips.
Get to hang out with the Smiths, get to hang out with the Askins and our team and a bunch of other amazing people. You can always shoot me an email, Cody at Cody Askins, or you can go to our website and actually at CodyAskins.com and actually learn more about our Power Player Mastermind. Either way, we appreciate you hanging with us, appreciate you watching. Hopefully you got something amazing out of the podcast and we'll see you on the next episode. Adios. Hey, if you enjoyed this, I got another one you're going to love. It's right there. Click on it. See you in there. I'm so excited for today's CA Power Player podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. We got a special guest. He is back on the channel talking about how to sell life insurance from home. Here's what I love about this person. Yeah, I'm telling you, this will be one of the best.